All right, what's happening, people? Welcome back to Perspective Wisdom. Yo, so before I get like super started and going down on my little topics and getting all deep, I want to say I'm sorry. It's not procrastination. It is consistency. Consistency for me is the hardest thing because I spread myself really thin and I have a lot of things that I do. And a lot of thought processes that I have to go through before I can even talk about certain things. So I'm not going to make this very long, you know, but I did want to touch on a couple of things just to get it off my mind. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to promise myself that I dive into making these podcast shows a lot more often because I know I leave folks hanging. And I really got to stop that. So I'm cutting down a lot of things in my life. And now I'm just working on bringing you the answers that I have came to over time. All right. So I have a Facebook page that I'm not on right now. Why am I not on it? Because I needed a break from the Facebook community that I have surrounded myself with. Now, it's nobody's fault but mine's, right? But I didn't realize that I was surrounding myself with those types of people. We're not going to talk about what types of people those are because I'm not trying to insult nobody. I'm just saying for the new walk in life that I'm trying to, you know, go down, they are not helping. Let's just put it that way. So Instagram, I'm on my Instagram. I do a couple of lives. I've done, I think, about four that I've talked about some topics and situations. So if you want to slide over to the Instagram and go under the little TV thingy on my page, and you know, I got some up there. Obviously, my name is Collins Johnson. It's C-O-L-I-N-S Johnson. And you know, you can get on that Instagram there. Don't worry about the Perspective Wisdom Instagram because that one is down right now. Like I don't have a social media manager to help push my stuff over there. So I got to figure that whole thing out. I have a TikTok. The TikTok is under Perspective Wisdom. So you slide in Perspective Wisdom or my name, Collins Johnson, and you'll see a lot of my stuff on TikTok. And I have uploaded some things to YouTube. So my YouTube is Perspective Wisdom or Collins Johnson, whichever one you type in and you should see it. I've expounded upon a couple of things there, but they're just short videos, you know, like 3 minutes or something like that. Just some stuff that I drag over from TikTok. And as I build up my technology, you know, better phone, laptop, all of that type of, you know, webcam, that type of thing, I will be able to do more. So with that being said, if you want to get at me in any of those arenas, you can go ahead and do that and listen to some of that stuff. And if you want to ask me some questions, you know, offline, just send me an email, collins.johnson83, and Collins is spelled with one L. So collins.johnson83@gmail.com. Anyways, now, what I wanted to talk about is how we have come, how things are changing in this society, right? Now, I'm 38, so I've lived long enough to see society change three times, see the world change three times, and see the world change from my personal lens three times, because every 10 years, you know, you kind of start over. And if you want to talk about that, we'll talk about that later. But just know that the numbers, think about the numbers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, then 0. It's not 10. It's just 0. The 1 helps start it all over and the 0 cancels it out. It's no different than putting a comma or a period in a sentence. So I was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Right. Then it started over. Then I was 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, then 20. You know what I'm saying? So the world changed three times in this life that I've been living. And it's on its way to change for a fourth time. But now I am aware that the world changes like this. I wasn't aware then. I just kind of rolled with the punches. But now I'm aware of it. And I am watching them change the societal norms. Now, you hear that term, societal norms? That means that whatever this society, meaning the people who run the United States, deem normal is what is a societal norm. That's what you have to abide by. So now I want you to think about that, like put a pin in that. every book, every passage, news clip, YouTube video, magazine, social media post that you read and listen to has to match with the societal norm. If it does not, then you are considered an outcast. You are considered a loner. You are considered an introvert and all of these other things, right? You got to think about these words that they put into existence. And if you came here to this channel, to this podcast and listened to me enough, you will know that I say and I stand on words of spells. You're just now starting to hear that. Now, again, I'm 38. I'm not saying that I started words of spells. I for doggone sure didn't. I didn't learn it until I was 27, 28. So for the last 10 years, almost 10 years, I've been operating in this understanding that words are spells, and I've watched new words come onto the scene, new words be added to the dictionaries, new words be added into mainstream society so that they can properly depict something. But if words are spells, what does that mean? That means you have to cast it, right? So that means you're dealing with a world of magicians and warlocks and wizards and witches and some of everything else, right? People learn how to cast spells correctly, whether it's for the good or for the bad. Everything has a negative and a positive. Now, the words that are casted change the outcome. That's how they change the world every 10 years. That's how they change the world that you live in. That's how they deem what's going to be normal. So now if you talk in a certain cadence, if you talk in a certain type of way, if you use certain type of words, there's a label put on top of that. That's no more than a glass ceiling or a lid on top of a jar. So the thing that they don't tell you that much anymore is that words are spells, right? Not anymore, but that they don't tell you that in a way for you to understand it, the words are spells. They don't tell you things like, what's the popular term? Like, you can be anything you want to be. They don't say things like that. They say, be great, follow your destiny, find your purpose. You wasn't hearing that stuff in the '90s and the '80s. You want to know why? Because destiny and purpose was up to you. It wasn't something that they could control. Once they figured out that they can control the lanes and the avenues that you go down, that's when these terms started coming into play and became mainstream, thrown like societal norms. So you say, okay, when you're on the outside of a societal norm, that makes you unorthodox. That makes you the weird kid and all of that stuff, right? They have a title for you. They have a lid to put on top of your jar. They have a glass ceiling for you. And for the people who fall in line, then those are the people who fall in line. Okay, so in order for you to be successful in this society, you have to abide by all the social norms. So that means whatever is accepted that was put forth by the people who run the United States, that's what you have to be in line with. If you're not willing to be in line with any of those things, then prepare to be an outcast. There's no way for you to be famous. So you can't have it both ways. You can't say, I want to be famous. You know, I want to be world renowned for this, but not adhere to the social norms. Now, you can create a space for yourself, okay? So the concept is a wheel within a wheel. It doesn't mean that you're reinventing the wheel. It just means that you're putting the wheel on the inside of something that's already been invented. You're building your own kingdom. How do you build your own kingdom? You build your own kingdom by speaking these things into existence. Now, this is where, you know, the Bible comes into play that most people don't like to adhere to. But the Bible tells you to speak those things into existence. Speak those things that are not as though they were. Because the Bible understands that words are spells and that you can literally speak things into existence. What's the word that's being used now more than ever when it comes to speaking things into existence? I'll wait. If you said manifesting, you are absolutely correct. Manifestation. All of that stuff, right? It used to be you only heard the word manifest when it came to the list or the roster of people on a plane. But now everybody's like, I'm trying to manifest my destiny. They're trying to speak into existence their destiny. And because Christianity and all other types of religions that are like pillars, you know, so Judaism and so forth and so on, because they have been used to death and they are outdated. Now, the new religion for most people, not everybody, the religion for most people is spirituality. Now, you would say, what? Spirituality and religion are different. Yes, they are at their cores. They are. But when people start trying to use them as a replacement for religion, because they have no foundation, they have no morals and principles that guide them in a certain way, so they need something to guide them in that type of way, then they will make spirituality a religion for them. And then what they'll do, right? One of the things that I talk about is people like to be praised, worshiped, and admonished. What they'll do is they want people to follow them. And down that path. So if they feel like religion is good, they want everybody to follow down that religion path. If they feel like spirituality is good, they want everybody to follow down that path. They want to, and especially the people that be like, leave me alone. I don't want to be bothered with anybody while being on social media. The name in and of itself, social media, means that you're not going to be alone. You're not going to be left alone. Now, what you want to do is you want to control your atmosphere. You want to control the world that you live in. And that's fine. You know, you can control that world. But when people don't want to come over there and follow you in that world, that's when you start to see the people who really mean leave me alone and the people who are just saying it because it's a societal norm. It's a social norm for somebody to say I'm a loner, for somebody to say I'm awkward. There's so many people trying to be different that they end up being the same. When you have to try to be different, you end up being the same as everybody else. You become normal, right? That's where we get that term from. So what happens at a high level that you don't necessarily pay attention to, or you don't realize, or maybe you're coming out of it. I hope that you're coming out of it. I pray that you're coming out of it. I'm speaking that you're coming out of it. Is manipulation. You don't know you're being manipulated while you're being manipulated. It takes a metaphysical act, right? Something beyond, to show you the manipulation that's happening. And once you see it, you can't unsee it. So then you no longer allow yourself to be manipulated. That's when they kick you out of the social norms. That's when you become an outcast. That's when, you know, people are not going to really get behind you and support your work and that type of thing. Nobody's going to support you when you're outside of the social norms. And it's so deeply embedded in their psyche and their subconscious and their operating systems that they don't even realize that they're doing it. So you can point it out all you want to, but just like a computer has redundancies and it has virus protection, you are the virus once you're outside of the social norm. So most of their minds, right, works like a computer, and it will automatically filter out what it is that you're talking about. You will be deemed crazy, a conspiracy theorist, and some of everything else. Oh, no, that's just Collins. He's just talking. I mean, I get what he's saying, but, you know, it doesn't really matter. That's what happens. Right. And when you're not mentally and spiritually strong and grounded, then it gets to you. Because in the beginning, I was not mentally grounded. I wasn't spiritually grounded. I wasn't strong. And the way that people would approach me when I bring these concepts to them, they would approach me like I was just stupid. just stupid. I'm just talking. And then they would go through it, because some of these people are still in my life, right? Some of these people are not in my life anymore, but I still look in on them from time to time. And when they start experiencing the things that I was talking about, you know, 5, 6, 10 years prior, they won't ever come back. They can't remember where they heard it from. Because they never invested any energy or time or effort or support into me. So when you don't invest anything, and I'm talking about, when I say invest, please don't take this word as monetary. When I say invest, I'm talking about your time, your love, your attention, your energy. You know, those things that you get at birth and that you are supposed to give out sparingly. When you don't invest in someone, you're not going to remember the information that they endowed you with. Right. And you would think, yeah, but no, I hear you. I understand. No, you won't. You won't. I look at these people and, you know, 5 or 6 years ago, I was telling them this, and this is going to happen. Not because I'm psychic, not because I know. No, I read the tea leaves. I did the research. I prayed. I meditated. I fasted on some things and I got some clarity. And in getting that clarity, you start to see how things work. And once you see how things work, you realize that the people who don't know history are destined to repeat it, right? That's a saying. I know you've heard that saying before. When you do not know history, you will repeat it. And most of the time, the people who run the United States are banking on that. They're counting on you not realizing that they're just repeating history all over again. And they're doing it with a new look. Same car, new paint job. All right. So you're being manipulated. Now, manipulation, that word, you know, manipulate. Let's go to the root. The root word manipulate has a negative connotation on it. But it is not negative in every sense. There are some ways that you need to manipulate a situation in your favor, and it's for the better of you, for the better of your family, for the better of whatever you're in charge of. But you're being manipulated in a way that they've only given you a certain amount of lives that you can choose from to live, you know, whether it's spiritual, the medical, the healer, metaphysics, you know, education, health and wellness, you know, that they give you a certain amount of lanes that you can be in, right? And depending on the lane that you're in, most of the time, because at your core, you want to be praised, worshiped, and admonished, you're going to want people to come over there and follow you. You're going to want people to come over there and be like, hey, you know, I see you over here in fitness. I want to get fit. I want to change my life. That's what that means. The lives are what's given to you in this society, and you choose what life you want to be in. And if you choose the wrong life to you, you want to change the life that you're in. Life is not what you're living, right? Life is what's given to you. I want you to think about that. Say it again until it makes sense. Keep saying it until it makes sense. Life is what's given. So who gives you your life? And before you say your mother, before you say your father, I want you to really think about who gives you your life. Why do they tell you that the job that you use to earn a living, they say, this is your walk of life. You are earning a living. What are you living for? What are you earning? Are you earning time? Are you earning freedom? Are you earning love? Are you earning compassion? Are you earning romance? Nah, you're earning dollars. And those dollars give you a gateway or a bridge to a certain life. Who gives that life? Who gave the life? Who made the bridge? And who made what you have to earn to use to cross that bridge? Who gives you the lives that you can change into? See, you don't think about these things because you're not taught to. And as long as you're not taught to do these things, then you'll never grace these thought processes. They don't have to worry about you being a computer that's going to break down at a certain point. They can just put you in any type of way that they want to put you, you know, through certain manipulations. Man, once you start studying a whole bunch of different things, you'll see what I'm talking about. Like when you start to study early childhood education, child behavior, human behavioral studies, when you start studying psychology, how the mind works, you'll understand that once you're, you know, 9 years into this world, between the ages of 9 and 12 is when you're developing the character of who you're going to be for the rest of your life. That's your foundation right there. So if they're goofy, if the kid is silly, goofy, you know, quiet, whatever, that's who they're going to be when they get older. Barring any traumatic events, right? Traumatic events are things that change your operating system. They're things that change, you know, for lack of better terms, if you want to put it into like a computer form, they change your hard drive. That's what the traumatic experience does. So that's why they have classifications for it. Depending on what you go through will depend on the classification that it changed your hard drive. So whether that's PTSD or depression or anxiety, you know, that's the level in which it was implemented into your hard drive. And that'll tell them what walk of life you're going to need to be in. That'll tell them what operating system you're working on. That'll tell them what your mental capabilities are. So you got to understand this stuff from an educator's standpoint. Just for once, try to teach somebody something and see what happens. When you're like, for my teachers out there that's listening to this, you know, my educators, you'll understand what I mean. When you got 30 kids in the class, 30 adults in the class, and you're trying to teach them, you know, whether it's kids or adult, you got to approach them in a different type of way. And oh, remember that all 30 of these computers that you have in your class, they have different operating systems, but they have core principles. So if you touch the core principles, then you can build a program on whatever platform you want to. I'm using these words to help you understand what's going on, what they're doing, how they're manipulating the future to come, how they're manipulating your present, how they're pushing and coercing you into certain lanes. And if you don't want to be in those lanes, you don't have to, right? You don't have to, but you're going to cooperate. And as the saying goes, because I was in the military, as the saying goes, you're either going to do what I tell you to do or you're going to do what I tell you to do. And we all used to stand in formation and look like, what does that mean? It means you don't have a choice. It means that I'm going to give you an illusion of a choice, but you don't have a choice. At the end of the day, your choices are what I give to you. I give you life. I give you a life to choose from. I give you a choice on how you're going to earn a living. So now there's a lot of people that be like, I don't adhere to that. I don't want to hear that. They don't give me anything. Okay, well, if you decide to go out on your own, right? Those things that you got to pay for, how are you going to make money? You're not, because you can't make money. You can earn it, though. So how are you going to earn the money? That means you have to find a walk of life, one that they've already created a path or a lane for you to be in. So if you go spiritual, right, there's a lot of tarot readers that charge money for the reading, right? And people want that reading because in their minds, they feel like that's them telling them the future. No, they're picking up on the energy that you're omitting. Everything is energy, right? So you omit a certain amount of energy, a certain frequency, right? A certain frequency of ohms that if a person really decides to be in tune with, not everybody can do it, but if they have the gift already, they can tune their gift. If they tune their gift to pick up the ohms in the atmosphere, the frequency, the energy that's emanating, they can pretty much tell you what path you're going to go on. Not because it's telling you the future, it's telling you where you're at. You determine where you're going to go in that perspective lane. Now, I know this sounds like it's contradictory, but it's not. The lanes have already been created. It's already been created for there to be, you know, spiritual advisors, tarot readers, so forth and so on. And I'll take you back real quick, right? I don't think there's too many people that are, you know, above 30 that don't remember Miss Cleo. You know, she was the psychic, right? It wasn't that she was a psychic that could predict the future. It was that she was a medium. She was a tarot reader. She was all these different things, right? She was all these different things that helps her pick up on the energies to show people where they were supposed to go. And when those people decided, right, because your choices are variables in that lane. When those people made certain choices that changed the variable, it changed the outcome. So while you were supposed to do this, in order to get this specific result, you were supposed to stay the course. You decided to do your own thing. You decided to, I'm not going to go left here. I'm going to go right. And that changed the whole end destination. Like a GPS says, recalculating. You recalculated the whole thing that she gave you, the whole walk of life that you get. And then they would be like, oh, she's a fraud. Now look how many readers are out there. Look how many mediums are out there. Look how mainstream they have made that specific thing. It's manipulation. You have to choose the lane that you're going to go down. And once you choose that lane that you go down, you can't necessarily depend on people to give you the blueprint. Because all it takes is one left turn to change the whole course. One right turn to deviate away from what should have been. And then when people finally get the destination right, you know, on their GPS, that's when they become millionaires. That's when they become famous. That's when they, you know, their business gets off the ground or something like that. They stop trying to manipulate the course themselves. They stop deviating and they just follow the path. When they say, I'm going to make my own path. Do you know how hard it is to make your own path in a society that has given you a certain amount of ways that you're supposed to do something? You don't think there's a certain amount of ways because you're only in one walk of life. You're only in maybe two walks of life, and you've only maybe experienced a couple of things in life. But for those people who experience mass lanes, I mean a whole bunch, from religion to health and wellness to educational to all, when they have a whole bunch of experience, you won't hear them jump on social media and talk about that one thing. They're not situational experts. What they are is they're very understanding and very wise, and they understand how things work and they get it. But they know that they can't teach you that either. You have to have the experience. Okay, so where do you think that concept comes from when we're talking about jobs? And if you have a business, if you own a business and you're trying to get the contract, the only way that you can get the contract and work with a company and work to, you know, side by side instead of work for, is you have to have the experience. If you don't, they have to find something that's equivalent to the experience that they're looking for to partner with you. That's why it's so hard. If you work at a job, that's why you got to bring the resume and all that stuff. They need to see what you have experienced and how can you tie this into helping build the company. You got so many people out here that are like, I'm not helping nobody build nothing, right? That you're going against a universal principle. The universal principle about that says, if you will help another man, not man as in M-A-N, but man as in mankind. If you will help another, so let's just say person to be politically correct. If you was to help another person build their dream, then the creator will help you build yours. Now, let me tell you why most people don't understand that. It's because they're so focused on their own thing. They are self-centered. That's what that means. They're self-centered. They don't realize that they need people to help them build their dream. But if you don't help people, how do you expect people to help you? That's why they say it. You have to give in order to receive. I give my services, so I'm receiving knowledge in return. I take that knowledge and I move on to other things. Now, once I build my company, now I need people to give service to me. I need people to give their time. I need people to put their hands to the plow of this company that I am now trying to build. So for all of those people that only want to tell you one side of something, they'll say, I'm not working for nobody. Yes, you are. You're working for yourself and you're working for the future people who are going to help you build your dream. So with that being said, I'm going to stop right there. And we'll dive into this a little more, just depending on how much reaction I get out of it or if people got different types of questions. But keep in mind, manipulation is not always bad. Sometimes you need to manipulate energies in order to understand certain things. It's whether or not you're self-centered at your heart. If you're not self-centered, if you're not selfish, if you're not self-consumed, if you're not so focused on self that you can't see anything else, then it's a good thing. That manipulation helps you to help other people. But when you just focus on yourself, manipulation is bad. And you'll see. It'll show itself. So anyways, I'll talk to y'all later. Thank you for listening. I appreciate you. Until next time.